better nutrition, avoid diseases, lose weight, remove toxins, feel better. That's clean eating. It's time for the Clean Food Network Show. Here's Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis, and I'm so excited to be hosting the Clean Eating Network Show. I just think this is so important, and really, this can change your life. Joining us once again is a fantastic Dr. Blythe Metz. We're going to talk about GMO and organic eating. Hello, Dr. Metz.
Hi, so great to be here. Thank you.
So nice to have you on. You know, a lot of people are new to GMOs. What are they and why is it important? And is it really all that they, you know, it's cut out to be, and what the heck is going on? So fill us in.
Sure. So genetically modified organisms, GMO. Now, of course, this is a really, really big story and tough to cover in such a small amount of time, but they are not natural, right? They are not what our body needs. And what's happening out there in the world is that we have some pesticides that are injected into the seed of the genetically modified crop that is grown. And, you know, for instance, the BT toxin. So when that toxin is injected into the seed of the corn, BT corn is all of the corn that is grown in the United States that's not organic. So if it's not organic corn, it's this BT corn, which finds itself in everything, in your cereals and your crackers, everywhere there's high fructose corn syrup, mostly everywhere there's corn syrup, unless it says organic, you know, of course, chips and et cetera. And you're getting corn that has this BT toxin inside the corn. So it's not even a pesticide that can be washed off. It's in the gene of the food, and it's designed to blow up the intestines of the insect that goes on the corn. So when we're getting this in so many of the foods in our diet, what do you think is happening? It's creating little eruptions in our colon. And this is why we see such a huge amount of leaky gut syndrome. And this is why we've seen such an increase in kids on the autistic spectrum. And it's a really big symptom of that is this leaky gut syndrome. When we have these little eruptions in our colon and food gets through and food gets into the bloodstream where it's not supposed to be, our body, our immune system attacks it. And this is also why we're seeing so many allergies. You know, nowadays in school, in grade school, kids, I mean, it's like the no peanut table, the no wheat table, the no dairy table. I mean, kids have so many more allergies than they used to. And it's because their food has sort of created an autoimmune disorder because of the amount of GMOs. And of course, they're terrible for the environment. And they're not labeled. But I really want to share with you, because I know we're limited, I want to really give the listeners the goods in terms of how to avoid GMO. Because
definitely,
they're not labeled.
Jump in.
And that's a whole
Yeah, and
that
that's really too. Upsetting, isn't it? Right?
It's
I mean, I can't
upsetting.
Believe, what was that proposition in California that they that didn't pass, which I thought was shocking?
Yeah, I'm forgetting the number now, but they were brilliant.
I want to say 33 or, yeah.
They were brilliant in the, you know, the opposition was brilliant in how it confused people to thinking that it was not a good idea to label. I mean, really, people, how could it not be a good idea to label your food? But they really had some genius psychology behind that opposition marketing. Our food should be labeled. So this is how we identify GMO food in a marketplace that does not label it. And it's extremely important that we not eat GMO food and that we not feed it to our children, obviously for our own health, but also for the environment. We are creating major problems in the environment. So the GMO crops, if you guys want to write this down, of course you can look this up, but when you write something down, you really learn it, different than maybe just like looking it up and reading it runs. So if you jot down these are the nine GMO crops. Okay, they're soy, they're cottonseed, corn, canola, U.S. papaya, alfalfa, sugar beet, and milk, which I'm going to explain in a minute, and aspartame, which I'm going to explain in a minute. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener, and it's derived from a GM microorganism. So it's also a GMO crop. And, you know, aspartame finds its way in a lot of children's candies, you know, of course, the sodas. And it's just really important to read labels. If you listened to the segment before on the five basics to clean eating, reading ingredients is really important. And so this little list will come in really handy for you. So anything that has any of those ingredients, soy, cottonseed, corn, canola, papaya, alfalfa, sugar beets, milk. Milk, if it's not organic, it's been given the bovine growth hormone, the RBGH, which is a synthetic hormone that's genetically modified. So if we just stay away from those ingredients, if they're not organic. So if you're shopping and you pick something up and it has soy lecithin, for instance, in the ingredient, but it doesn't say it's organic, that soy lecithin is probably GMO soy. There's a lot of GMO soy in the United States. And it's important that listeners know that 68 countries around the world have banned genetically modified crops. Okay? It's like not something that like the naturalists are just saying, get out of our, you know, soil. It's like 68 countries around the world have said no. And the U.S. has not, because they're incredibly profitable. Because the powers that be want to patent all life. I mean, they want to patent crops, and I mean, that's a whole other story. But we can avoid it and not, vote with our dollar. You know, they're only going to make these crops as long as we're buying them. You know, if nobody's buying them, sorry. I mean, they're only going to make what's profitable, because that's the whole point. So if all of us really get educated and really start to read ingredients in what we're buying, and we just don't buy them, then, you know, but then we're doing a huge, huge benefit to future generations and, of course, to our own.
It is so true. And because they're not labeled, you want to find things that are organic, and you want to find things that have that project non-GMO certified as well. Something I spoke earlier today about with Andrea Donsky.
Yeah, absolutely. Always look for organic and project non-GMO. Although sometimes the merchants don't have those labels yet. But yeah, absolutely. I'm so grateful for those labels.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, then you just know it's safe for sure if you just buy things that have those labels on it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
it makes a big difference.
You're
and it can
out
be confusing.
And about, or you're on holiday. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was saying it's confusing too. And that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, I'm still blown away by that soy lecithin thing. I think I've seen that in chocolate chips that I bought that had like dark cacao and a better type of sweetener, and then it had the soy lecithin. I'm like, what? Wait a second. I'm eating GMOs?
I didn't know that. If you have a product that you really like, you can just call the company and say, can you give me the source of where your soy lecithin comes from? Is it GMO? And they have to tell you. You know, you can, so,
oh,
you know, if there's something
idea
that you really like and you want to investigate it, so you don't have to just, you know, not buy it anymore. But chances are that it's GMO, because most things I find vendors can find organic. Like the soy lecithin, you know, in chocolate chips helps solidify it. So you could use cacao butter instead of soy lecithin. They just try to use like the cheaper ingredient, you know? So I find most of the time there is an organic alternative that they're just not using because it doesn't work for their model, you know?
Oh, that
their
makes sense. So you were about to say something about going on vacation. What were you going to say?
Well, just sometimes the non-GMO labels aren't always available to us. Certainly if we're at home and we can shop at our health food stores that we normally have. But I just like to give people this list. So if there's not the foods that have the non-GMO label available to them, if they're not in a place that has health food stores or whatever, they can always know what the crops are and look at the list. I mean, some people think potatoes and tomatoes and wheat and some of these things are GMO, and they're actually not. So, you know, that's good to know, too. Like, we have been successful at not allowing GMO tomatoes, for instance. Now, of course, there's always cross-pollination, and it's a long story, you know, in terms of the botany of how things are made. But the GMO list that I gave you are really, like, the dangerous GMOs.
Well, Dr. Blythe, this goes by so fast. So tell us all the ways that we can find
topic.
You on social media. It is.
Oh,
we have to come
you.
Back.
Yeah, it's too big for such a short time. Blythe Natural Living on Facebook and YouTube. Those are my channels. Blythe TV on Twitter. And Blythe Meth on Google+. I look forward to connecting with all of you. And you can check out what I do at healthyrecipesin5.com, the number 5, healthyrecipesin5.com.
Oh, Dr. Mess, thank you so much. And I would thank you all so much for listening. Clean Eating Network, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.